Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On August 13, 1874, the Barbados Globe published an article entitled City Scavenging and the Utilization of Waste. The newspaper began on a positive note. It was pleased to report that things were improving under a new scavenging contract being carried out by a Mr. Wilson. The difference, apparently, was noticeable. The business streets were being cleaned early in the morning, and unpleasant heaps of refuse with the usual accompaniment of a couple of dead rats, if not the carcass of some larger animal, were no longer left sweltering in the heat of sun for half the day. But the newspaper quickly pointed out that Bridgetown still had a serious problem. There were poorer, densely populated areas where sanitation remained inadequate. The Globe specifically mentioned areas around Nelson Street, behind Bay Street, Church Village, and behind Baxter's Road. These neighborhoods contained tightly packed wooden houses and large populations, and the newspaper argued that they desperately needed greater attention from sanitary inspectors. But then the article took a fascinating turn. It asked a question that sounds surprisingly modern. What if waste was not simply something to get rid of, but something that could actually be put to use? The newspaper noted that scientists in Britain and elsewhere were beginning to explore ways of transforming human waste and other refuse into fertilizer. Instead of allowing waste to become a source of disease, it could become a source of wealth. And Barbados, the newspaper suggested, could do the same. In fact, there was already a small-scale version of the idea happening right here. Some plantations around Bridgetown were sending carts into town to buy refuse by the load. The waste was then taken back to the estate and converted into manure for the cane fields. The newspaper saw this practice as the beginning of something much bigger. It suggested that with proper organization, Bridgetown could develop a system in which waste was collected efficiently, removed from crowded communities, transformed into fertilizer, and ultimately returned to the agricultural economy. And the Globe had some international examples to support its argument. It pointed to Britain, where cesspools were increasingly becoming recognized as breeding grounds for disease. It also pointed to Paris, which had attempted to solve its sanitation problems with an elaborate system of enormous sealed cesspools. On paper, it sounded impressive. In practice, according to the English engineer quoted by the newspaper, the system was anything but successful. Although Paris appeared beautiful and clean above ground, the smell associated with the cesspool system was reportedly unbearable, even inside some of the city's finest homes. The lesson, said the Barbados Globe, was clear. Don't simply store the problem, get rid of it, and if possible, make something useful from it. And perhaps this is the most remarkable thing about this 152-year-old newspaper article. In 1874, Barbadians were already thinking about issues we still discuss today. Sanitation, waste management, public health, recycling, and turning waste into something valuable.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.